Hey, welcome back to the Connect Podcast. I'm Derek Miller, Senior Pastor at River Valley Christian Fellowship. It's good to be back. It's been a few weeks since I have been in the host seat, but I was on vacation to a little town called Mexico Beach, Florida. Ever heard of it? Most people have it, and I like it that way because it's not very crowded. So it's a beautiful place in the panhandle of Florida. White sandy beaches and this emerald green water. It's really spectacular. Our family, we've gone there several times over the years, and we just love it. It's very relaxed. This little town almost got wiped out completely by Hurricane Michael back in 2018, so they're just rebuilding right now. But my wife, Teresa, and I, we had such a great walks on the beach and reading on the beach, and our daughter, Lydia, and a friend, played in the water a little bit, laid out in the sun. It was a great time. But it's good to be back with you. While I was gone, I understand there was a bit of a mutiny on the Connect Podcast. Not really. Three of the staff members in the last episode talked about their favorite books and their summer reads, and so I was grateful for that. And we may do that occasionally here on the podcast, just talk about books and the things we're reading and things that we might recommend. And after that, we got some good feedback. So joining me on the Connect Podcast today, first of all, I want to introduce you to Mike Dean. Mike is our children's ministry director and sort of a regular around here on the Connect Podcast. So welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
And this last episode that you did, you actually got a book recommendation from someone else.
Absolutely. That's my first podcast feedback. Right. Somebody came to me and they had heard on the podcast that I enjoy allegory a lot, and they came with a recommendation. So, yeah, I've already checked it out. Haven't gotten it yet, but okay. I've checked it out. So
fantastic.
Looking forward to it.
It's great to have some feedback. So all of you, first of all of you are listening. We thank you for listening to this podcast, but also those of you that would recommend this to a friend, that would be awesome, or subscribe. And you could also leave us a little review. Only positive ones, only 5 stars, only 5 stars, please, on Apple Podcasts. But we're grateful for you joining us. I actually had another person approach me about our Father's Day episode where Dick Stenzinger told his story about growing up in foster home and just his whole story about his, you know, relationship with his biological dad, his stepdad, and another man from the church that made a big impact on him in his young life, and had a father-to-be come up and say, you know what, that podcast was so encouraging to me as a father, as I'm getting ready to be a father, and I was very encouraged by it and loved the story. And this particular person, Luke Knight, if you're listening to Luke, congratulations. He and his wife just had their first child maybe 2 days, ago. And so congratulations to the Knights and their new baby girl. And so we're thankful for the feedback we do get on this podcast. So I was on vacation recently, and our next guest, we're going to talk about her vacation. Mm-hmm. Our next guest, for the first time on the Connect Podcast, is Ashley Berkey. Ashley, welcome.
Thank you. Yes, glad to be here.
We're so grateful for you and you and your husband Nick and your little girls, mm-hmm. Parker and Layla. You guys were on vacation in Branson, Missouri.
Yes, almost as beautiful as Mexico Beach, right?
Oh, I've been to Branson. It has its own beauty.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
I've not seen, well, the lake there, I'm not sure you could say it's emerald green.
No, it's beautiful too.
It is beautiful.
Yes.
You know, that beach, however, you have to wear like shoes on that beach.
Yeah, we didn't even attempt that beach.
You didn't?
No.
I've been on that beach, and it's it's Table Rock.
Yes,
right?
Table Rock Lake. Yeah.
Table Rock Lake, beautiful lake.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be wearing some shoes on that beach. It's called Table Rock for a reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did a great water park, though. At least.
Oh my goodness!
That's what I heard. The best water park in the world,
according to my six-year-old and the billboard that was in Branson. So yes, having a 6 and a 3-year-old, they don't need much to be entertained. In fact, my 3-year-old, she said her highlight was swimming in the pool, which we have a pool at our house. So I'm like, why did we even go on vacation? Okay. But we had, just a great time getting away and, rejuvenated and getting re-energized and spending time as a family.
So I spoke to Parker during Treehouse, mm-hmm. and I said, your mom said you guys saw a really cool play about Jesus.
Yeah.
And she said, Yep, there was this water park.
Oh God! Well, she told me that her favorite thing about the Jesus show was all the costumes.
Oh,
so
cool.
She counted all the different costumes they wore. So, yeah, yeah.
And what's that? What's that show called?
It's at the Sight and Sound Theater, and it's called Jesus. And they're actually there's a series, so they do pick a different person from the Bible and do a complete stage show on them. Queen Esther is a new one coming up, and then David too is coming up. So,
okay, fantastic.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. An excellent parenting tip came out of this as well, Ashley. Not to put you on the spot,
yeah,
but
okay.
Ashley said that Parker was asking questions,
yeah,
and mm-hmm. she was worried about answering the questions, but mm-hmm. she did it anyway.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up.
As best
great
I could.
Great time
right?
with your daughter. Yeah, no, yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and you know the questions we didn't know the answer to, we knew where to go to find the answers, right?
Yeah, Pastor Derek.
Yes.
That is not the place to find the answers. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a good vacation.
Yeah.
Mike just got back from vacation.
I did.
With another family. They did an RV trip with like themselves, so two couples and like 16 children.
Something like that. Something like 16. It felt like it sometimes.
It felt like they multiplied overnight.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah, it did. There's five kids under the age of six.
Yeah.
In the RV.
So that's 16 kids right there. But
yeah.
Keep going.
With the four adults. It was actually a great, great experience.
So a great experience, had a great time. But evidently, you didn't get much sleep on this vacation.
It would appear that maybe I was not well rested afterwards. Why do you say that?
Yeah, the reason we say this is because I'm about to tell you a story that Mike will have to fill in some details about. Actually, he can't because
can't.
He doesn't remember them. But I have never heard such a thing. So Mike returns from this vacation where he evidently did not get enough rest. He is here. He's driving his motorcycle. One evening, slowly, really kind of slowly.
Yeah, down by the river.
Down by the river on a road by our beautiful Kankakee River.
Hold on,
river
I'm nervous.
Here.
I'm nervous,
yeah.
But keep going.
And he is he's driving his motorcycle and just enjoying. He stopped at some point along this road and watched
saw
some
a deer.
Deer.
Yeah,
and,
it was beautiful.
And just beautiful. And then...
About 8 o'clock at night.
Okay, so it's about 8 o'clock, so just about sunset here. And is driving this motorcycle. And then the next thing you remember is waking up in a bean field.
Yep. I just woke up in a bean field.
Mr. Mike.
I couldn't figure out where I was. No, I was really confused. And I don't know. Evidently, I didn't figure out till the next
How
morning.
How does someone fall asleep on a motorcycle going 40 mile an hour? I don't know. I don't know how this happens.
Yeah.
So, you're not even at a speed where there's like the hum of the road to lull you to sleep.
You know what? I didn't even believe it myself at first. I thought for sure that I had bumped my head, but I checked and I had not. There was
you ran off the road.
Just drove off the road.
To about 20 yards into the bean field.
Yeah, and then just fell over.
And fell over asleep.
Asleep in the bean field.
And you have no idea how long you laid there.
I have some memory of being jostled around. So I don't remember any details of jostling. Just I remember waking up and thinking, man,
where am I?
Where
I'm
am
so
I?
Rested. And
I've been jostled around. I remember that. I didn't realize I'd fallen asleep till the next morning. I came and spoke to my friend, Anthony.
So what did, how did you fill in that blank before you thought you fell asleep?
I thought I must have had a concussion or forgotten what happened or something. The next morning.
Yeah, but what caused that?
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
You didn't have a concussion until you hit the ground.
Yeah. Well, no, I thought
so
maybe I'd forgotten.
So how were you filling
it.
That blank?
I had forgotten it. I thought maybe I had forgotten because of a concussion or something. Except there was no mark on my helmet or bump on my head or injury of any kind. My bike wasn't even hurt. So I'm like.
So you weren't going fast, thankfully.
No. No.
But you did end up about 20 yards in the field.
So I did.
So here's the. Okay.
If I just put my feet down, I would have still been sitting there.
this raises so many questions. Raises so many. First of all, okay, I don't even know how anyone does that. So except somebody that's extremely fatigued. from a vacation in an RV with so many children.
That's
at
fair.
Night. Okay, so that's one thing. So that it does give some understanding to this. But here's the scary thing, Mike. You went. You could have gone in the river. You're driving on a road by the river, and instead of going into the river, which you could have done, asleep, you drive the opposite direction into a field.
I have a lot of stories like that.
Oh my!
I am a product of divine intervention. Like I am. It's not a joke. You can ask my mother. She will tell you. In fact, my dad, when he heard this story, said, "Again? Again? God had to intervene for you again to save you?" So there you go.
Yes, this will be used in a lesson in Treehouse.
It already has been. I already told them.
Oh, well, there
yeah,
you
I already
go.
Told the story in Treehouse. Yeah. 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 We were talking about how God
out
is
how to
our this. Refuge and strength.
I got to figure out how to work this in on Sunday.
Oh, no.
In a sermon, yeah.
It'd be better if Aaron doesn't hear too much about this.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah, Aaron is your wife. You should probably doesn't want to hear too much more about this. But
I didn't tell her right away.
It is concerning. It is concerning.
A little bit.
I was concerned. I thought
You were, but you weren't concerned enough to tell your wife initially.
Well, she was sleeping. I didn't want to wake her up.
Like you were.
She also was tired.
She just had to see the large contusion on your back.
The next day, I didn't know that was there. So the next day, we were getting ready for bed, and she's like, "What happened to you?" And I hadn't told her yet, so I'm like,
about that.
Well, why do you ask if you don't mind me saying? And she says, "There's a huge bruise on your back." And then I'm like, "Well, there's this thing that happened. I need to tell you about this thing that happened." So this is not good marital advice. Listen, we had some good parenting advice. This is not good.
Don't follow that lead.
I haven't been able to ride since she told me I had to be.
Yeah, you're on motorcycle probation.
She did. That's what she said. She said I could not ride until we ruled out narcolepsy. Or something like that, because she's concerned, you know. That,
yeah, you can't ride by yourself when you do ride.
D'Anthony has to be with me so he can talk to me. In my helmet.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I told you, hey, all of you listening, you've never heard that before. I guarantee you've never heard anything like that before.
Not every day.
Not every day. But hey, we will move on to the subject of this podcast, and that is Vacation Bible School. So Ashley is directing Vacation Bible School this year. Ashley, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, of course.
And you've got some great volunteers that have been recruited to come around Vacation Bible School. Of course, Mike's been part of VBS for many, many, many years. We have such great memories of Vacation Bible School throughout the years here.
Oh, man.
Wonderful, wonderful stories and wonderful event. We love children. We value children, and we love offering this ministry to them every summer. And, of course, last year during COVID, we weren't able to do VBS, which makes this even more special, more celebratory as well. So, so Ashley, tell me about VBS. What's the theme this year?
Yeah, shine. Shine is the theme. So this year it's all about the crowns that we receive whenever we are followers of Jesus and how we can shine and reflect his light to those around us.
Fantastic.
And specifically, it's about the difference between being a glory getter and being a glory giver. And I think, you know, our children are just overwhelmed with influences from the world. And I love that VBS is a time for them to come in every night of the week and get influenced by God's word and people who love Jesus and will love them well. And that's what we're looking forward to doing this year.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Mike, you have, I mean, you're blessed with Ashley stepping in and saying, "Hey,
absolutely."
And all the volunteers that come around this, why do you see that VBS as being such an important rhythm of the life of the church every year?
Yeah, you know what? In the summertime, we have a unique opportunity because the kids aren't in school, their schedule is different, and we have an opportunity to set aside a large chunk of time and just spend that time together in worship and in Bible study and in fellowship and friendship. And it's anytime we have that kind of opportunity for children, it's important. Mm-hmm. It's important that they that they learn the truths from God's word. Mm-hmm. It's important that they have the opportunity to express their affection for God and worship in different ways. And it's really important that they build meaningful relationships with other kids and with other adults at the church. And VBS helps to accomplish all of those goals. It's a great, great week.
Yeah, so. Kind of to piggyback on that, I was talking with Pastor Ted yesterday, and he said, you know, when you think about VBS, 2 hours a night, Monday through Friday, he's like, that's like 10 treehouses.
Yeah.
That's like 10 Sunday morning services for the kids, packed, you know, closely so that, you know, one night builds on the next. Just kind of build that foundation and having that consistent time day after day after day, I think is super important for these kiddos. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's part of the spiritual formation that we talk about here, and we have talked about, that VBS is just, it is a concentrated opportunity to spiritually form our kids and also to build those relationships, to enhance those relationships they may have with their peers or introduce them to other children. And, of course, we'll have children from outside the church come in and be introduced to the ministry, the children's ministry here at River Valley, and the people that support and are a part of that ministry. So it's an incredible week.
Yeah, there's a lot of VBS tourism yes, that happens during this time too. So
yes, there is.
It's kind of nice. We get to see our every year VBS tourists who come and join us from other churches.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
And which is super cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
So how you grew up going to VBS, right?
Oh, yes.
Ashley, did you grow up?
Yes, I did. My mom was actually the VBS director at our small little country church. So she's very proud that I've stepped into this role.
So what do you guys remember about VBS? You guys remember any special people or anything that happened as a child?
I have great memories of VBS. So I can just give one of my favorite memories at VBS. So... are they supposed to be spiritual memories?
No.
Okay, that's good. No. This is not a spiritual memory. It's just a profound memory. So at VBS, one year, me and a friend at the church were smoking cigarettes in one of the small classrooms. And somebody kind of caught us almost. So we just threw them in a garbage can and ran out. And then went on with VBS. And the garbage can lit on fire. And the fire department had to come.
I've heard this story. Parker has told me this story.
This is a story that happened to me. So that was that wasn't a very spiritual VBS memory.
No.
There was discipline. I did learn something.
But hey, anytime the fire department shows up, it's a memorable.
It is. Oh, yes. You're not forgetting that particular VBS. So that happened at VBS. Am I allowed to share that one?
Well, you just did. You just did.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, so we can count on some families not being here.
Oh, man.
Ashley, you remember any VBS?
Yeah. You know, I think when you think of kids, obviously you think of fun, right? You want to have fun. And that's what I remember VBS is just being so much fun, always looking forward to it. I grew up with two brothers, so I looked forward to having a group of people on my side that I could gang up on my older brother. Whenever we got to the water balloons or, you know, the water activities. So, I just remember looking forward to that so I can actually, you know, get one up on my brother during that time. So,
yeah, wonderful. Yeah, you know, it's great, too, when you, even for the adults that serve the children throughout the week, because sometimes it's an opportunity for people to serve in a way that they maybe haven't served before and exercise gifts that they haven't yet. And it also introduces them to their own peers to develop friendships within the church.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so we see that over and over again, that the teams of VBS sometimes develop friendships that last well beyond the week, which we love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And serve together over and over again. Mm-hmm. I noticed that when I was at the meeting the other day.
Yeah.
That the obviously relationships have developed because Ashley had the different... team sitting at different tables. And as I looked around the tables, I'm like, these guys enjoy working together. Mm-hmm. They've built friendships together.
Absolutely.
They're choosing to do this together year after year, which is awesome.
It is awesome.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So we haven't told the dates yet.
Yeah.
That's right.
Kind
so
of important.
When does VBS take place here at River Valley?
So Monday, July 26th through Friday the 30th. Is that right?
That's right. 30th.
So the 26th through the 30th. And it's from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock at night. And yeah, you're more than welcome. If you haven't registered yet, you can do that online, or you can just show up if you want to. We'll take you.
So. And so what ages are, is VBS?
So
preschool, mm-hmm. 3 years old through fourth grade. Mm-hmm. So 3 years old through fourth grade. So if they're three, and if they're going to be entering fourth grade in the fall, mm-hmm. then that's the age range for VBS.
And we actually have a lot of fifth graders that aren't coming to VBS, but they're volunteering with their parents, which is awesome. Yeah, so they're great. Like kind of taking on that leadership role. And I mean, that's what we want, right?
And really, really excited about it.
Oh, really excited. Yeah.
One of the fathers here in the church came to me Sunday and was just super excited about mm-hmm. his son serving and being excited about serving. It was kind of his idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So cool.
Yep. That's wonderful. Yeah, we and they can register online. Mm-hmm. And when we say online, where do we mean for them to go?
MyRVCF.org.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. MyRVCF.org. It's on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the children's tab.
I think there's a VBS tab.
Yeah, I think there's a VBS tab.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. You get all the information there. Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions, you can call our church office. 815-933-7353 as well. But all of that information is online. Love for you to join us for VBS if you have children in those age ranges, three through fourth grade.
Yep.
All right.
Sounds good.
Be cool.
And the theme is shine. Yeah. The children are gonna dance. They're gonna mm-hmm. sing. Mm-hmm. They're gonna learn God's word. They're gonna be encouraged by relationships, friendships with adults and with the friends and. And so we think it's going to be a fantastic week.
And did we mention there's going to be a glow-in-the-dark room?
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes. There is a glow-in-the-dark bucket drumming
funky
room.
Beats.
Funky Beats, it's called.
Yes.
It's going to be super cool. So a little percussion training. And they also give towards a mission.
Yes, this was a total God moment through the planning. As I was kind of preparing and planning over, you know, what our mission was going to be. We always do a fundraiser. So boys versus girls competition, get them hyped up on who's going to raise the most money.
Get your pennies together.
That's right. Bring all the pennies. And I was praying about, you know, a need that there was going to be in our community or maybe a mission partner that we have here at the church. And Jessica Molding came on my heart because I knew her through the Piles, who I was in a small group with. And long story short, I reached out to her and she said, I'm actually going to be at River Valley next week. I'm like, well, perfect. And they're in need of a lot of repairs on their playground. So that'll be perfect for the kids to connect to. They actually had a mission team build it, I think, around 10 years ago, but it's needing a lot of repairs. So that'll be something great for the kids to raise money for.
She sent us some cool pictures so we can kind of show them the playground.
And where
there.
Is Jessica?
Yeah, she's at Arbor Christian Academy in the Dominican Republic. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're serving a mission in the Dominican, a school in the Dominican. Mm-hmm. So it's our kids serving other children in another place. And so what an opportunity for parents to load their kids down with pennies. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially boy children.
Go girls.
Because boys always lose. They always lose.
That's not true. That's not true. Because fathers cheat. I'm telling you. The boys' bucket will be light. And then when we weigh the buckets, it'll be very light. But that's because the fathers just all wrote checks, or they just put their credit card in, or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Put them over the top. Yes. Put them over the top. And not only does VBS week, it doesn't just end on Friday, because we're going to have a great celebration on August 1st, on Sunday morning. On Sunday morning, we have VBS Sunday, which means the children will be singing the songs that they learned throughout VBS. We're going to celebrate what God did, what He accomplished through the children and the teachers there. And Mr. Mike, you're going to be teaching during that time as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to just communicate basically the VBS theme to the adults so that we've just all kind of done this together. Mm-hmm. It's really cool as a church family. So, Yeah, the kids get to lead the worship and show mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles and friends and how to do the motions of the songs. And and then I get to pass on the information that they've been learning all week. And hopefully that just opens the door to great conversations and follow-ups and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, that's such a gift as a parent, too, because then you're hearing the same message that your kids have, you know, so that you can carry on that conversation and continue to pour into that message that they learned. So
that's what we want. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, Ashley, it's a pleasure to have you you hear on the podcast. I got to tell you, Ashley, when this was 2 years ago, because we didn't have VBS last year, and I was at VBS, and somebody said you need to go into Ashley's classroom.
Oh,
now
no.
You were you were leading up the craft room,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll go in and listen to Ashley. And I was I stepped in the room and I'm like, oh my. Ashley commanded not only the attention of the children, but also all of the adults in this room. Okay, this is the craft room. Okay.
She was reviewing the lesson in the craft room.
Yes, reviewing the lesson with the children, and she did it in such a captivating way that I looked around. All the children were, you know, sitting down, looking up at Ashley.
I had glue on their carpet squares, but keep going.
Yeah, I don't think so. With wide eyes, their mouths are open. Mm-hmm. And then I looked around at the adults, and all of the adults are leaning in as well. Just, you had just captivated the whole room in teaching the children, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, then he came to me, and he said, have you seen Ashley? And I said, yes, I have. And he said, you need to speak with her right away about getting involved in teaching.
Yeah, so. I said, we need Ashley on our teaching team.
And here I am.
Yeah.
And here you are. So we're very thankful, but Ashley, you God has given you such an incredible gift for teaching. Of course, that's what you do professionally. But, wow.
Yeah.
It was just such a moment to see. And so you're gifted in that way, not only to captivate the children, but also the adults serving. And so
we're grateful. Well, that's good to know, because, you know, it's always easy to talk to 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, but adults are a little scarier. So that's good to know. No, it's always a blessing whenever a passion kind of coincides with a career. Right. And I just think that I'm so fortunate that God has given me that gift and that calling, and I can not only use it, you know, to provide for my family, but also to give back to the church. So it's definitely a blessing.
Well, we're glad you do.
Yeah.
And we're glad you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the children and the adults, the volunteers, the whole week will the reason you're involved and the way that you're involved is going to really help form and shape the whole week. So it's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So thank you, Ashley, for joining us on the Connect podcast. Mm-hmm. Mike, thank you for always joining us on the podcast. Stay off the motorcycle. and we trust that you'll get a good night's sleep tonight. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will see you next time. God bless.